Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. We are starting a new chapter, the third chapter, Arba Nedarim. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shalema of all the Cholim, Lachalam, Chemdam, Racham, Chandijan, Elamen, Chanukam, and Rivka, Sarah, Ban, Manir, Shalom, Sarah, Davin, and Rachel, Yafa, Bad, Deborah, Rivka, Bad, Chavir, Rivka, Bad, Sarah, Shalom, Sarah, Fahim, Ayam, Shalom, and Chanah, Fahim, and Yam, Yavadam, and Yafah, Chanah, 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 Dan ben Esther, Esach ben Yehuda, Kodom ben Makadosh, Shemar ben Tanim, Yifah, Yosef ben Rosh, Shemar ben Nina, Yosef ben Yafan, Daniel ben Dina, Simcha ben Afra, Ben Yom, Shemar ben Yehuda, Ben Yom, Ben Yom, Yosef ben Rechim, Ben Yom, 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 Moshe ben Rafael ben Zevis Chumash Moshe ben Yitzchak. Okay, we are at the bottom of the page on Chaf Amud Bet 20b. Arba Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim. There are four neders that the Chachamim permitted. If a person took a kind of neder like this, the Chachamim said he was permitted. What are these? Nidre Zeruzin, a neder of someone trying to motivate somebody else to accept something. We're going to see an example soon. Benidre Havai, or an exaggerating type of neder. Benidre Shigagot, or a let's leave it at that. Let's just leave it without explanation for now until we get to the Gemara. Shigagot is like mistakes, let's call it. Venidre on nasin, and taken advantage or forced nedarim. All of these four are the Chachamim permitted. So what are these? Nidre zeruzin. Ketzad. How do you make a neder of zeruzin? So the Mishnah says hayam mocher chefetz. If somebody was selling an object, ve'amar konam she'ini pochet lecha min ha'sela. And he says, I take a neder that I will not go under a sela's value. What's a sela? So the Mefarash says it's 4 dinars. A sela is 4 dinars. So if he takes a neder not to go under 4 dinars, and then the buyer comes and says, Vehala, Omer, the other guy, the buyer comes and says, Konam she'ini mosif lecha la shekel. He says, I'm taking a neder, I will not pay you more than a shekel. How much is a shekel? 2 dinars. So he says, I won't go under 4. He says, I won't go above 2. But this is called a neder zeruzin. So what happens? Flipping the amud, shnehen rotzin b'shosha dinarim. Really, both of them want to pay 3 dinars, and it's just negotiation. This guy is saying, I'm only paying you 2. This one says, no, I'm not taking less than 4. They want to get to at least a 3. This is the guy who's shooting for more, he's shooting high, in order so that when he ends up low, he'll reach his goal. And the guy who's shooting low, he knows that I'm eventually going to hit 3. I don't want to go above 3, so let me shoot low. And this is what type of neder they're doing. They're trying to make the other person, by taking a neder like this, trying to motivate the other person to quickly accept, or something of the like, and that's why he does such a thing. So the Gemara says, Arba'a nedarim hitiru chachamim. We said these 4 neders the chachamim permitted. Chulei, Amar le Rabbi Abba bar Mama le Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Abba says to Rabbi Ami, Amar tlan mishmed Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. You said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, Man tana arba nedarim. Who is the author of our Mishnah who says these 4 neders, if somebody makes one of these 4 neders, it would be permitted? Rabbi Yehuda, it must be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar mishum Rabbi Tarfon, that he says in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, Leolam eden echad mehen nazir lefi shelo nitna nezirut ela lafla'a. Right, if you remember, we saw this Gemara earlier. Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Tarfon, holds that neither of them become a Nazir. What is it talking about? If let's say there's 2 people, this guy says, I'll become a Nazir if this person walking towards us is a Nazir. And this other person says, I'll become a Nazir if he's not a Nazir. So now what happens? They're making their neder on a basis of something that's not clear. We don't know. Okay, so because of that, Rabbi Tarfon's opinion is that a neder on something that's not clear is not a neder, and so therefore neither of them become a nazir no matter what the outcome is. Because a nazirut is only given for something that is clear. So our Mishnah seemingly is also following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds similarly, holds the same way, that because it's not a clear neder, the neder is not made in a clear way, meaning he's not meaning when he makes such a neder to not sell this for less than 4 or not buy this for more than 2, they're not doing it really specifically with that mindset. Rather, it's for a different reason. But let's see the Mefarish. Look at the Mefarish. It's Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Hi. De lo samcha da'ataihu mamash l'shem nezirut. They're not really thinking to become a nazir. Ela talu nezirutan baze sheba kenegdan. They're tying their nazir status on the person walking towards them. Velo haya piv velibo shavin. Their heart and their mouth is not one. Lehachi ain echad me nazir. That's why neither of them become a nazir. And so too hachinami, also in our case, lo samcha da'atayu b'shat ha-neder. When they made a neder, neither of them is really having, you know, kavanah for that type of neder. They're saying, I'm not selling this for more than four. Why is he saying that? It's a negotiation, you know, type of thing that he wants to try to motivate the other person and mizarez him to accept the deal. That's the reason, okay? So the Gemara says, so it's really Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah. Rava comes and disagrees. Rava says, afilu tema Rabbanan. Even if you want to say the author of our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Mi katane shnehen ratsu. Does it say that both of them wanted this in the past tense? Shnehen rotsin katane. It says both of them want this. Well, what's the difference? So look at the mefaresh. Rotsin tnan, the third long line. The mashma me ikara hayu rotsin begimel dinarin. Really, when they both made this neder, they both wanted to make a sale with a value of 3 dinars. Even though he said 2 and he said 4, they really wanted 3. Okay? Really, both of them wanted. Their heart and their mouth was not one. So even the rabbis would agree over here. The rabbis would disagree with the Rabbi Yehuda, would agree in this case. And they hold that even though in general this those type of cases would be a neder, in this case it's not, because both of them are clearly making such a neder just to be mizarez the other person. To motivate the other person, but really that's not their intention. Wasn't to make a neder not less than 4 and more than 2. Rather, it's really to just hit the person at 3. That's so even the Rabbanan could agree over here. The Gemara then says, "Amar le Ravina le Ravashe." Ravina says to Ravashe, "Amar lo." If let's say he says to his friend, "Tfei misela," he says that even that he won't go. He wants a little bit more than a sela. Excuse me. So a sela, we said, is 4 dinars. He's saying, not 4 dinars, a little bit more. Tfei mi a sela. And the other person says, Vahala amar, batsir mi shekel. He says, no, I'm not giving you more than a shekel. I mean, I'm giving you less than a shekel. Meaning less than 2 dinars. So earlier the case was 2 and 4. Now we're saying more than 4 and less than 2. From the fact that they're saying more than 4 and less than 2, are they being more midayek and they really mean it? That's the amount they want to pay? Or it's the same case as earlier. So that's the Gemara's question. Nidra have, is it a neder? Or is there in have? Or is it just to motivate the other person? So the Gemara says, Amar le tanina. We learn in the Mishnah, we're going to see this Mishnah later on Samech Gimel Amud Bet. Mishnah says, Haya misarev bechavero sheyochal etzlo. If let's say you invite somebody over to eat, and he wasn't eating, and you're trying to persuade him to eat by you, ve'amar lo konam beitecha she'ani nichnas. And the guy says, I'm taking a neder on the house, your house that I'm entering into. Imagine, you invite him to your house, you force him to eat. He says, I'm taking a neder not to come into your house. And then he says, "Tipat sonen shanifem," or the small little drop of cold water or any liquid, any drop that I will taste, I'm taking a neder as well. What's the halakha? Mutar. Mutar likanes al beito. He's allowed to go into the person's house. Velishtot hemenu tzonen. And he can drink drinks from him, he can drink cold from him. Shelon nitkaven ze ela l'shum achila u'shtia. Because the person who made such a neder, why was he making a neder? It was for a big meal. He was saying, I'm not coming to your house to have a big meal. That was a neder he was taking. But he didn't have a kavanah to not come and take a drink of water, sip of water, or have something to drink. So the Gemara says, ve'amai. Why are you saying that's his intention? Vahat tipat sonen ka'amar. He says not even a drop of a drink. So how can you come and say that he meant a big meal? He said not a drop. So the Gemara says, Ela mishtei inishachi. That's how people talk. People talk like that. That's just the way people talk. So hachanami, so too over here in our case, mishtei inishachi. Maybe over here to answer our question as well, this is just the way people talk, less than a shekel or more than a sela. But really what they meant was a sela or a shekel, and they're just trying to negotiate, but really that's not their intention. They're fine to hit 3, and it's considered a neder zeruzin. So the Gemara says, Amar le, he said back to him, Midame. Are those two cases even similar? Ravina says back to Ravashe, these two cases that you're comparing, are they similar? Gabet sonen. By the case of the guy who takes a neder on the cold, not to drink even a drop from the person's drink. Sadikim umri ma'at ve'osin harbe. Sadikim, they say a little and they do a lot. What does that mean? So look at the, very good. So look at the Mefaresh. The person who didn't want to eat, and the guy was trying to convince him, for sure the guy who took the neder was saying, I don't want to have a big meal by him, I feel bad. Kichen darkan she tzadikim lomar me'at lasot harbe. A tzadik, that's his path. He says a little, but he does a lot. וכי אמר לי, היי קונם טיפה צונן שאני טועם, הכי נתכוון לומר אותה טיפה שאתה רוצה ליתן לי, איני טועם, דהיינו אכילה מרובה. That little drop that you want to give me, that you say it's a little, it's not, if it's a lot, I don't want it. Meaning when he said the little, he wasn't talking about the little, he was saying, yeah, you know, you're saying, the guy told him, come inside, have a little drop, have something to eat. So he says, nether not even, I'm not, nether not to have that little drop. What does he mean? He knows the guy. He's trying to be nice with him, invite him in, just have something little. He really want to prepare a big feast for him. So the guy's taking a nether. He's saying, I'm taking a nether on that little drop that you're referring to, that big feast. But really on something small, he would be allowed to. That's why, because tzaddikim say a lot, and they do a little. Aval.
So a little and do a lot.
Sorry, mechila. Tzaddikim do say a little, and they do a lot. Whereas aval hacha, but in here, in our case, Sfeka hu dilma pachot misela v'yoter asheker ka'amar. It's a safek if the person meant specifically more than a sela and less than a shekel. That's what they meant. V'zeruzin have, and it's considered a neder zeruzin. Oh, dilma, or perhaps dafka ka'amar v'nidra have, or maybe they're specifically saying more than a sela and less than a shekel was specific, and it's really a neder. So it's not similar to your case, because your case, by the Gavet Sonen, Tzadikim, they say a little and they do a lot. So the guy wanted to bring him in for a lot. He took a neder not to take a lot of food from him, not to have a big meal, but a little bit he's allowed to have. Whereas in our case, over here, the guy said a specific amount, less, more than a sela, less than a shekel. So is he being exacting, or is it a neder zeruzin? So the Gemara says tibaye. You're right, we leave it in a question, right? In Gemara, in Talmud Bavli, usually that means teku. But in Nedarim, they word it a little bit differently, interestingly. But it means teku. It means we don't have an answer. We don't have an answer. Huh? Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Aseh. Arba'a Nedarim halalu. These four neders, tzrichim she'ela lechacham. You need to annul them by a chacham. So the Gemara says, ki amrita kamei de Shmuel, when this was said in front of Shmuel, Amar tane arba'a nedarim hitiru chachamim. He said that the Tana taught these four neders the chachamim permitted. And what are you coming to say? Va'at amar tzirchin she'ela lechacham. And you're saying you need to go to a chacham to annul them? The chachamim permitted it. Why do you have to go to tamir chacham? So Rav Yosef matne la hashmata behay lishna. Rav Yosef actually taught it this way. Amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav Aseh. Ein chacham rashai lahatir ela ke'ein arba nedarim alado. A chacham is only allowed to permit something, like annul someone's neder, the same way he would for the four nedarim, these four nedarim in our Mishnah. Meaning what? So look at the Mefarish. In ela ke'ein nedarim halalu v'hanehud sharu mishum deleit behu mamash. These four are permitted because there's no mamashut, there's no physical essence on these neders. Aval shar nedarim, but all other types of neders. In adam rashai lahatir ad sheitcharet hanoder me'atzmo. A person is not allowed to annul someone's neder until the person regrets from himself. He shows regret from himself. So that's how chacham can annul the neder, only if the person himself comes and regrets. He shows regret. So this is what the Gemara meant to say. No, it's not being medayek on the person. It means to say that the person himself, the person who makes the neder, has to initiate. It cannot be the chacham who initiates. It has to be the noder who is initiate. Okay.
I'm saying as opposed to a father or a daughter,
as opposed to the chacham. That could be also, yeah. Kasavar, so it seems like this opinion holds. Ein potchin b'charata. You cannot open up. A chacham is not allowed to open up and say, like the way Mefarish says, here, look at the Mefarish. Ein chacham rasha liftuach v'lomar lo nadarta adata dehachi. כדאמרינו לכמן, אלא הנודר הוא יתחרה תחילה, ויפתח ויאמר לו, לא, לדעת כן נדרתי, והוא פותח תחילה בחרתה. The chacham is not allowed to open up and say, did you make this neder because of this, because of that? Don't say that. Let the person who made the neder come and open up himself. I made the neder because of X, Y, and Z, and I regret what I did, and so on and so forth. Let them regret, and don't try to make them regret yourself.
He's trying to find a petach, though.
Right, so but over here we're saying that you're not allowed to be the one to initiate the process. They have to be the one to initiate the process. Okay. To really show the regret. So, Hahuda ata de kamei de Rav Huna, there was someone who came in front of Rav Huna. Amar li libecha alach, he had made a neder. So Rav Huna asked him, he says, was your heart upon this when you really made the neder? Meaning, did you really mean it? So Amar le, lo. He said, no, I didn't really mean it, I regret it. Vishariya. And he permitted it to him. It's interesting.
It was never a nether. It was not never intentional. So it was never a nether.
No, he took a nether, but he only meant it really...
the pain, the lev have to shove in, and the lev was not there.
Nachon, exactly. But the interesting point over here is that the Chacham is the one who's initiating. Uh-huh. We were just saying the Chacham cannot initiate, but you were saying he initiates. Interestingly. How would that come into Rabba Baravuna? And someone came in.
It says Mikara. It's Mikara that he ever made it, not that he changes
my faith. Okay, very good. How would that come into Rabba Baravuna? If someone came in front of Rabba, Amar Le, Ilo Hayu Asara B'nei Adam. If there were 10 people here, Shefaisucha Be'ota Sha'ah, who would have appeased you at the time that you made that neder, Minadart, would you have made such a neder? So Amar Le, he said to him, Lo. I would not have made such a nether, vihitiro, and he permitted him. Petach. He said, I showed you, I opened up a petach for you because you didn't mean this nether. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda says, Omrim lo la'adam, we say to a person, Lev ze alecha, was your heart upon this when you made the nether, meaning did you really mean this? Im amar lav, if he says no, matirinoto, we permit him.
Mikara.
Right, exactly. Whereas Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yosei Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Mishum Aviv, in the name of his father, Rabbi Yosei, Omrim lo la'adam, we say to the person, Ilu hayu asara b'nei adam, shifaisucha ba'ota sha'ah, if there were 10 people who would have appeased you at the time of your neder, min adart, would you have made such a neder? Im amar lav, if he said no, matirinoto, we would permit him, meikara. So there's two different opinions here. First opinion says that no, we ask him, did you really mean this? The second opinion says no, we tell him, we ask him, if there were 10 people there who would have appeased you at that time, would you have made such a neder? And in both cases, if he says no, that's when we would permit him. Okay, let's see if there's anything else. We'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1-minute recap on the daf. We started at the new Mishnah and the new chapter. We said there's 4 neders, these arba nidarim, that the Chachamim permitted. And we really only got to the first one, which is nidrei zeruzin. What was nidrei zeruzin? If somebody makes a neder just in order to be mizarez the other person, in order to like motivate him to get to agree to a deal or something of the sort. And then when we got to the Gemara, we started explaining that concept in the back and forth. And we said if somebody takes a neder, says, I'm not going to sell this to you for less than 4. And yeah, I'm not going to buy it for more than 2. What they really mean is, let's get to number 3, even though they take a neder. Part number 3 of the daf, which is the bottom of Amud Aleph, was what happens if somebody says more than a sela. Now the person says less than a shekel. Are they midayek, that dafka, that amount, specifically that amount? Or is what they say just, you know, lav dafka. It's not specific, and that's how just people talk. Right? And so we tried to say that really that's just how people talk. But then we say, no, it's not the same case as the case of Tzonen, right? The case of Tipat Tzonen. Tipat Tzonen over there, Tzadikim, Omrim Me'at, Vosin Harbeh, we said Tzadikim, say a little, and they do a lot. So the guy who comes and invites somebody, come and eat something small, he doesn't mean something small, like the Persians. He invites it, come to my house, come have a little bit of Ta'adir, he opens the house, and oh my goodness, he's like a full table of food, right? So he says, that's why he took a neder on something big, whereas the small little item would be permitted to the person. But the case of this case, we left it in a tibae, we left it in a teku, which we didn't have the answer for. And the final part of the love was essentially the machloket, if... What do you have to ask the person when you want to open up his neder, what the Chacham wants to open up his neder? So first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda said, you ask him, was your heart upon this? Meaning, did you have intention really when you made this neder for this to be... was your leaven in your pesh shavin? Did you really have in mind for this to take effect? And he says, no. If he says no, it doesn't. He annuls the neder re'ikara. And Rabbi Ishmael Barbi Yosef says, no. We ask him, if you had 10 people when you made that neder who appeased you and said, why are you doing this? Don't do this. Would you have made such a neder? And if he says no, then his neder would not take effect. Okay? We'll stop there for today. Baruch Hashem.